When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It was super necessary.
God, in it, my God!
Unbelievable! Right there! Done and done! You gotta be kidding me! You gotta be kidding me!
He can't say much other than wow.
Yo.
Yes, mate. How's it going? You good?
I'm all good, man. Jeez.
Good. Thanks very much for joining me. Pleasure to have you on.
No worries. Right.
Let's jump straight into it then. So, first thing we always ask people on the podcast, first time on, how did you get started in MMA?
Oh, geez, straight into the podcast. Go, egg on the Jedi one list here. Come on, let's go. How did I get started in MMA? I was kickboxing before, and I did like a karate when I was a little kid, and I got into full-time fighting when I was on the piss one night, and then my old sensei, he dropped me a message on Facebook saying, when you coming back to sparring, or when you coming back to kickboxing, you pussy. And I was like, what? And they got me riled up. I was like, nah, when are you next sparring? And he was like, tomorrow. I said, I'll see you tomorrow. I was drunk as fuck. I turned up to this sparring and I was hungover. And then all I remember is getting battered and like hardly being able to see him. I'm thinking, oh, this is horrible. But I absolutely loved it. And I was like, damn. As you know, as a young, I think I was like 22 or 21 at that time. I was like, this is what I need to be doing, not on the piss every Saturday night, wasting my life. You know what I mean? It kind of gave me a little drive and purpose. And I went on to do kickboxing for about a year. And then I seen MMA on TV. And I think it was Diego Sanchez fight or something like that. And I just was like, I was just glued to the TV. And I was like, oh, just amazed. I Googled the nearest MMA gym. It was Doctor of Martial Arts. I joined 3 months later, I had my first fight. I was hooked and the rest is history.
Wow, that's quite a journey. I mean, your journey hasn't been exactly what people would expect to get to this point, has it? Obviously, I know you were a stripper for some time, and obviously you've got a background in breakdancing and things like that as well. Yeah. How did that journey sort of help shape the fighter you are today, though?
Well, my coach says it all the time. My coach says I have one of the best footwork in the gym, and you're talking, you've got Leon Edwards, the champion of the world, in that gym. So that, like, even if I'm just a smidget of that, and maybe if he's, I know my coach is not blow smoke up no one's ass, but if he's saying it, you know, it's an honor, and it's great that he always attests that to my dancing. You know, that I used to break dance and I could pick up rhythms and I can use rhythms like almost like a DJ but with my body, you know. And
yeah,
I really feel like that does help translate over, especially breakdancing. You know, you got to do a lot of athletic movements. You see a lot of wrestlers, they do a lot of flips, a lot of tumbling, a lot of gymnastics to be able to bring that into their game and move better on the mats. So it's very similar. You know, if you spin on your head, you've got very good spatial awareness. You could spin standing upright and kick someone in the head and nowhere to slip and stuff, you know, and like a drop steps or slipping left and right. It's all a dance, you know, and martial arts is, or MMA or fighting in general is just one crazy dangerous dance.
Yeah, definitely. That's a good way to put it, I think. And I know what the fighters have said in the past, how they do use, you know, dance like ballet and things like that to help with the footwork. So you know, you've already got to step up on them, on a lot of fighters straight away with that background. So, I think it's great. Obviously, you're repping Octagon there, and we'll come on to that in a moment there. But obviously, I know you're a big Star Wars fan, the nickname the Jedi, of course. Who decided that that was the best nickname for you?
I decided it. I'm a self-proclaimed Jedi. When I was coming up with my fight name, I just couldn't think of anything more better than the Jedi. I was just like, what it represents to me is like, people don't get it sometimes, but it's absolutely amazing. Like, I call myself the Jedi, the Grey Jedi, you know, the Master of the Force. So I use the light side and the dark side. And, you know, I'm not bound by either sides, but I unleash the Force and I get in there and make quick work of my opponent, or damaging long five or three rounds. So, it's also my love for Star Wars. I'm actually, it's not built yet. This is going to be a games room, and it's going to be like a Star Wars shrine as well. So it's nowhere near complete. Just moved in a couple of weeks ago. But next time you see it, maybe you'll probably see something cool, some Star Wars stuff up there and that. And just a big Star Wars fan.
Yeah, obviously, I know you've incorporated Star Wars into like your walkouts and things like that. Have you got anything special planned for the Manchester show?
I got something super special for the Manchester show. And I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I'm going to give you a clue. So all the Star Wars fans are going to get it. So the clue is, this is the way. And that's it.
I'm sure the Star Wars fans will be writing our mentions in our DMs saying, oh my God, I can't believe it's this. So looking forward to that. You mentioned that there, obviously training alongside Leon Edwards, you know, he's the man right now. When he won that belt, what did that do for like yourself and everyone else in the gym? What's that feeling like in the gym now with him?
Man, the moment that he won that belt, and it was, it was crazy. It's like going into the last round where everybody was very nervous. Going into the last minute of that last round, everybody was even more super nervous. And then for him to pull off that head kick KO was just, it was mind-blowing. It was screaming and shouting everywhere. And when he came back, we all had a mad celebration. And then for him to come back and then do it again, completely dominate Usman, completely dominate the guy that they said was pound for pound best, that they said that was the champion, that they said that it was a fluke. And Leon came out and done what he did, just... One, showed us that the gym where we're at right now is doing something absolutely spectacular and special. And Fabian, his brother, is going to fight in 3 weeks' time. We're going to become another world champion out of our gym in a huge, huge promotion in Bellator. So it just gives us more confidence, you know, as a team. And you're just very proud because they've become your family. You know, you spend so much time with them. And to see your boys doing well after many years of hard work and dedication, you know what I mean, the look at me now was definitely a statement we all felt. Look at me now the world.
You said it there, like, you know, they become your family. It's a brotherhood in the gym, and you know it must, you know how good Leon has been for so many years, and you know it must be frustrating in a way for him to have taken as long as it has done to get that chance and take that chance. But you know, we showed the world, and like I say, he's the absolute man now. He's the man in UK MMA, and you know, if not world MMA, he's up there. So you know, it brings great things for yourselves in the gym.
Yeah, man, shout out to Leon Edwards. But.
Absolutely. So you've competed on Bellator yourself in the past. You've competed the LFL. Now, obviously, you're up with Octagon, had your debut there with them. I think was that earlier this year, was it?
Yeah, it was just, what was it, July? Yeah.
Right. So obviously that went really well. How does Octagon compare with the likes of your Bellators and your LFLs?
Really good. I feel like Octagon are bringing something. I've never been in a promotion that has really paired and pushed that much with the fighters' stories, if you know what I mean. Like they're really trying to promote the fighters and build the stories between the fighters and using that to sell the fights. And that's great for like people like myself, where like I was doing all that work myself, I was promoting myself, trying to build my own story, trying to get myself out there, trying to get my brand out there. And Arctic can kind of just give you like a helping hand and go, well, all right, cool. Like you've got this story to tell. We'll put you on this, we'll put you on that. Oh, you want to work out like the Jedi? Cool, do it. And in fact, we'll help you out with some lights. Or do you want to do this next time? Just these little things are just, it's absolutely epic. Obviously, it's a great show to fight on. They're putting massive crowds. I mean, I've heard they've been putting like 20,000 seater arenas. The last one I fought at was 9,000. I did two back to back, and it was outside open arena. It's something that I've like never done before in my MMA career. So it feels absolutely epic to be here. After you know a great stint in Bellator, which arguably could have been my highest in MMA in such a short space of my career, to get cut, go down the route of disappointment and having to build myself back up, and here I am. I feel like I'm at an even greater place than I was before when I was in Bellator. So shout out to Octagon for providing that.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like Octagon is sort of on the verge of really about to take off on a global scale. Obviously, for like us in the UK and Europe, we're aware of Octagon, but I don't think it's really been that obvious how big the shows actually are. I know over in your Czech Republics and things like that, it's enormous there. So it's about time, I think.
Yeah, like that's one thing before Octagon reached out to me. I was still at LFO and I heard about, I didn't actually heard about the show, and they reached out to me and I was kind of like, nah, I'm just focused on other things, you know what I mean? And then they were like, oh, we'll fly you out to see a show, and I kind of turned that down a little bit. And then I had the opportunity to go on the TV show, and then I seen off the back of the TV show and some other show, I can't remember what show it was, but it was leading up until that. I was just blown away. I was like, what was it? Where has this been? Where has it come from? Where has this been? What the hell? And then when I fought on the show, it was just mad. They do things on a different level. And like you said, they're on the verge of just blowing exponentially. Just, I couldn't say that word, but it's blowing worldwide. And I'm excited to be part of that ride.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of being part of that ride, Octagon Challenge, you're one of the coaches on there alongside the legend Brad Pickett. What's that experience been like for you?
Brad Pickett is definitely a legend of the sport, and I was definitely fanboying when I first met him. It's really funny because Brad Pickett's kind of one of those guys where he doesn't realize he's famous, he doesn't realize he's MMA, a UK MMA legend. So you run up to him and you'd be like, yo, Brad Pickett, if you say, can I get your autograph or something like that, can you get a photo? He's just kind of like, yeah. And he's almost saying, like, why? like, do you want to follow me? And he's like, dude, do you know who you are? And it's like, he's just a cool, awesome dude, but he's a wealth of knowledge as well, man. He's got so much knowledge in the game. He's just obsessed with MMA and a big Star Wars fan as too. He's a massive Star Wars fan. He's got a huge collection of, like, which makes my collection look tiny. I've got like one or two figures, and he's got like a whole room shrine of the Star Wars Lego. And but yeah, man, he's cool. I did a whole vlog with him throughout this whole experience. The Octagon Challenge was amazing. There's so many things that we done that I've never thought I'd do in my life. Plus fights, man, stick fights, knockouts, submissions. Then we had some crazy decisions, and then just the tension. I can't say what happened, but just tune in.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, to be honest. Obviously, Octagon have just announced they've got a TV deal in the UK with Channel 4. Mm-hmm. How big is that for UK MMA, but obviously Octagon as well?
That's huge, and absolutely huge, man. Like, over in the UK, Channel 4 is one of the places to be, you know? Like, one of the most biggest broadcasters out there, so Octagon being on Channel 4 is definitely going to give them a boost in the right area. You know, they've already like secured and dominated Germany, Czechoslovakia and other places that they're in Europe. But coming on Channel 4, I really think, mixed with the TV show as well, I really think it's going to do super well.
Yeah. So we mentioned it a little while ago, Octagon, obviously, debut in the UK, big Manchester show in November. You're taking on Jakub Barnik. I thought that's how you say his name anyway. How excited are you, first of all, for Octagon to be making the 2K debut?
I'm super excited. You know, I like going abroad to fight, but I also love hometown fights because you can bring all your family then, you know, all your friends and family come and watch. Come watch the show live, come and watch the Jedi unleash the Force, and yeah, just blow the roof off. So it's something that I am super excited to make my to come back home and fight in home soil, because it's been a while really since I fought in home soil. So I always love the home.
Yeah, and what do you make of Jakub as an opponent?
He's a good boxer, so he's got good striking, but he's not a complete MMA fighter. He's not one with the Force. He will crumble and he will feel the power of the dark side.
Love it. So for fans who might not know, you know, much about you and what type of fighter you are, what would you say to those people to make them want to tune in and watch the Jedi in action?
Well, hopefully if you haven't already been sold by my personality, then you'll be sold by my fighting skills. And that's one thing I don't play around with. I'm a guy that's a finisher, 100% finisher. You'll find me submitting guys, you'll find me knocking out guys. And also I've got a nice chiseled six pack. So if you like looking at that, then yeah. And if you don't and you like Jaffa Cakes, I'll throw some in the crowd. So thanks for you there.
Win-win.
It's absolute win-win. So yeah, I don't strip anymore. So maybe we'll leave that for another time.
Yeah. One other thing I wanted to ask you about as well is obviously your girlfriend, Daniela, she had a boxing fight herself, caused a bit of a stir in the aftermath of that, but obviously she got the W and that's the main thing. How proud of her were you for that, like to have that experience for her and that she smashed it out the park?
Man, I was so proud I could have cried. Like this woman has been from nothing to where we are right now. This is her 6th month. I think, yeah, it's a 6 month of ever knowing what a jab is, you know, and to be able to come from that, to be able to put on a performance like she did against a tough girl that's been doing it like 4, maybe 5 years. I was just absolutely proud of her because she put in the work, and that celebration, you know, I love that. Like, I was, we all know the story. There was obviously meant to be some nipple tassels and stuff on it, but it is what it is. It happened in a way where it blew up massively. So,
yeah. I mean, obviously, these boxing shows, they do get a lot of criticism from people, but, you know, you being sort of in the background of it, seeing how hard she did work for it and continues to work for it, you know, do you think it's unfair, the criticism that these shows do get?
Oh yeah, I said my piece about the criticism, and I'll say it again. Like, the biggest name was Eddie Hearn, and he was talking about, you know, oh, it's a disgrace to boxing, it needs to get kicked out of boxing. Yeah, he's standing next to OnlyFans girls, promoting OnlyFans and looking at them in their lingerie and trying not to look and sweating, you know, if he looks, his missus is going to get angry at him or something like that. It's like, come on, mate, shut up. You matchroom mixed with OnlyFans, so he follows the money, right? That's what I'm going to say with that.
Yeah, no, but it's a fair point. And yeah, it does come across a bit hypocritical when you point that out and things like that. But yeah. Look, as I say, if there's a market there for it, then, you know, you should be stupid not to go into that market. And, you know, again, if she's putting in the work that she is doing and getting performances like she has done, then fair play. It's, you know, it's just another avenue, isn't it?
Yeah, and I have to say, like YouTube boxing is purely only about entertainment. Like, none of these guys are trying to be the next world champion. They're not trying to beat Canelo. I mean, they really are, actually. They actually are putting in that work they want to, but they're not, it's not like, they're not, that's not the forefront of their mind. At the forefront of their mind is, how many asses can I put on seats? How can I entertain the masses? How can I sell this PPV? How can I make more money on my other avenues? How can I sell this drink? Like, that's what they're trying to do. So when people get angry at the YouTube boxers for being YouTubers, then like, again, it just makes me laugh. It literally makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Because I look at them and I go, yo, damn, I need to do a piece of that. I can fight, but, you know, can I put that many asses on seats? No. So then what can I do? What can I take from there? You know, and I feel like haters will be haters and, you know, the winners will always rise.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So to finish off then, you know, you've got your fight in November. When the door closes on the cage, you're looking across from your opponent. What can fans expect from the Jedi?
Explosive. They can hear the lightsaber open, and there might be another lightsaber. And then there'll be a lightsaber going through Jakob Banik's head.
I love it. And spot on lightsaber impression, by the way. You've definitely practiced that one, haven't you?
Yeah, I practiced that in the dark room on my own for many hours.
No, paid off. It's a great one. Now, as you say, mate, thank you so much for joining me. Can't wait to see it in action in November, and obviously going to catch it on the Octagon Challenge series as well. So, I sense big things for you coming up, and Octagon is the platform for you to become the next, you know, the next champion out your gym.
Let's go. Jeez.
Appreciate it, mate. Take it easy.
Thank you, man. May the force be with you.
Oof. And you.
This is the greatest. I love it.
It was super necessary.
Go now.